Blog
hey,
Talk
hey.
Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We finally have a studio audience again after the pandemic restrictions. And so, yeah, we have some folks with us, and we have you.
We have Jeanette.
So, hey, Jeanette from Canada, neighbor to the north, that's right.
The Great White North.
Now, if you join us, let us know if you're in the Facebook Live Psychic Love Doctor show.
If you're just viewing.
Yeah.
It's not a room. We're stuck in our AOL
tab. We are, and it's hard to figure out what the heck to call it.
It's not a room, but it's for those that were in the 90s and stuff.
Yeah. So look, a nice big woohoo shout out for joining us. If you're international, coming to us from across the pond, etc. Now, when you call us on Blog Talk Radio, or you're calling over Facebook portal,
they'll be calling on Messenger.
Yeah.
They may or may not have portal.
That's right. Well, when you call, tell us where you're at. We love to hear. Okay, so just to reiterate. And clarify,
rectify.
I do use an ordinary deck of playing cards. This method was taught to me by my grandmother. Well, it was actually over 30 years ago now. Boy, it kind of makes you feel old.
Yeah, you could just say like over 2 years ago and still be right, but yeah.
That's true, you could.
Yeah, it was over two, and just a hell of a long time over two.
But I'll tell you, it's just such a life-changing dynamic method that really zeroes in on what the heck's going on in your life or what's upcoming. How are the people in your life interacting with you? What makes them tick? How does that special someone really feel about you? And what's ahead in terms of your career? Are you merely stuck in a dead-end J-O-B?
Yeah, you know me.
Or are you headed for, you know, sky's the limit? Do you have a special calling on your life? All of these things can be revealed in a personal prophecy card reading. So I just want to mention, remember, not tarot, not oracle, not angel, not any of the other systems that are out there, which I have the utmost respect for. But I just wanted to make sure you were aware. We'll be using an ordinary deck of playing cards. Now I'm going to turn it over to my co-partner here and
co-pilot.
That's it. And let him do his thing.
My thing. First of all, I'd like to remind everybody the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. But we hope everybody enjoys us.
No reason we say that. I think it's good for you to clean
up. Okay, for the movies. For the new listeners and the new viewers.
Yeah, we don't want you thinking, oh, wow, he said, I'm going to move across country for fabulous new
kids and white door. And,
yeah.
The little VW bus if you were back in the 60s. Yeah. And, yeah, head on out.
So we want to make sure to clarify, it's informational and some entertainment. What do we call it? Informational.
Informational and entertainment purposes only.
There you go.
Right.
And it makes the internet gods happy, too.
And it's a reason you'll see lots of other types of shows use that disclaimer, too, because it's like, we don't want anybody all of a sudden thinking that they just got the future laid out in front of them and it will never, ever, ever, ever.
Right.
Because that's not bad.
It is important to bring that up.
Yeah.
While we do, in so many ways, create our own reality, we have to remember that others are doing the same and their choices are bringing changes in their lives that can very often impact our path to the future. A lot of times, though, that will show up in a reading, and we will learn how to look at a situation that maybe isn't developing as positively as we'd like it to, a relationship that may seem like it's on its way out, that kind of thing. And we can employ choice and change and, in effect, create a whole new reality. So I think that's my part. Now you give them the logistics kind
the
of.
The rundown of who, what, where, and when, why.
Yes.
All right. First of all, she just rolled in. We know it's late there. International shout out to Terry Sue.
Terry Sue, good to have you.
From the UK. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about, first of all, two-way getting a hold of us. Facebook Messenger, definitely not the Psychic Love Doctor show to Deborah Lee, which means in a lot of you are for the measure tonight. If that's how you're looking at it. Otherwise, you call us 515-602-9676. Okay, and when you call in, you'll hear the show and you're like, huh, well, it's a good thing. You'll hear a little recorded message too to let you know. But as you're listening to the show, it means you're in the queue, so you're good. Another option is you can Skype in. We have people that live in this our country that Skype in for whatever reason. They just like Skype, I guess. Yeah. Or internationally, you can Skype in. It'll be a lot cheaper than an international cell phone calling. And when you do call in, and no matter what device or type of thing, obviously doesn't count for Messenger. There's no such thing as non-speakerphone, really. But for your cell phone, please do not be on speakerphone. I understand being on speakerphone when you hold. You have to do that. You're nuts with the phone stuck to your ear for 20 minutes or whatever. But once you go live, please go to regular mode because it gets all choppy and weird on our end and we won't be able to hear you.
Right.
Watch out for stupid little background sounds that you may not have normally thought about, like car window down, outside in the wind. Don't be cruising around the house while you're talking to us. It just really gets really
Find
bad.
Your sweet spot.
Yep. Take a seat. Chill. Relax. If you have children, right, or you got zebras or whatever running around, kick them out in the backyard for a while. Throw them a ball out there. Throw them a stick of dynamite to play with or something.
Oh,
okay.
It's terrible.
Just long enough to get to the ring. You put a long fuse on it so it won't actually blow up.
Of course, he's joking.
And if you believe that I'm not joking, may God have mercy on your souls. All right. One more time, that is 515-9676 or Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee, and all lines are open, so we will take whichever's first, be it Messenger or be it.
And on Messenger, we won't be turning the portal.
Nobody will see it.
Nobody would see you.
Hey, Lady R from South Africa.
Lady R, wow, good to have you.
V showed up. V showed up.
Oh, V, yes.
I don't remember where V's from, but
V
shall tell us.
Yes,
in
tell
20
us,
to 30 me. Second delay. So the Facebook folks are regularly rolling in hard.
Yes. So if you choose to call, that would be a good time to get in the queue for that.
Yep.
And
here's our first call.
All right, Terry Sue's breaking the ice for everybody. Welcome to the show, Terry Sue. How are you?
Hello.
Yes.
I could just about hear you. I don't know where the connection.
Yeah, everything sounds good on our end.
Yeah.
That's okay. I've got you now.
All right.
Alrighty then. Yes. Well, you know, she is international.
Yes. And it is kind of late where you are.
It is. I'm in bed.
Oh, boy, does that ever sound nice and cozy.
I would be too. adding 5-6 hours. Yes, indeed.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, honey, what's on your mind? What would you like us to look at for you?
I was wondering if I could have a general, please.
Sure. Now, I've got to tell everybody.
Yeah.
We've known Terry Sue for quite some time. I've given her many, many readings. I have built that connection of familiarity.
So general means something, though. Or if you're brand new and you say general, nobody will know anything about you.
It'll be so incredibly broad and vague. So that's why come to us with a specific question.
The more specific the better, but once you've been a client for a while, then general's cool.
All right, I'm going to lay your cards out now, Terry Sue. For those of you who are new and just joining us, I'm using a 24-card layout, which is what it's standard for when I have a private session with a client, for coaching / counseling. I generally do not just do a random draw of a few cards. Others seem to really like conducting their readings that way. I prefer to see the whole playing field. So that's what we're going to do for Terry Sue right now. And so, Jimbo, I turn it over to you.
And a lot of what you say kind of doesn't necessarily mean to a lot of people either. And you said that this kind of layout, and they're not familiar with these cards. But once you get familiar, you'll see that. And for those that are on Facebook, they can see the cards going down.
Yes, you certainly
folks
can.
Folks on the Blog Talk Radio can, or they can probably hear the cards. That's about it. They can't see them.
Yep.
So what's going on there in the land of UK? Is it nice weather up and down?
We've had a lot of rain, a lot of storms.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make you jealous because we've had beautiful sunshine and warm temps here in
60s.
The Commonwealth of Virginia.
Yep, it was about 60 today. It should be in the low 60s tomorrow, and then I think we're going to hit a little highs of 40s type stuff because it is early. All right, anyway, enough of the weather reports.
Terry Sue, I think with all the rain and the overcast skies, it looks like that's exactly where your own personality is right now, your mood.
Mood or
where you're at. Yeah, you look like you're pretty much down in the dumps. Things not necessarily going the way you'd like them to. And of course, there's going to be these lulls in our lives where not everything can be, a celebration every day. So we have to do our best to ride it out. Now, you're doing very well with your program, aren't you? The one you're doing personally?
Yeah, I'm nearly at the 4-stone mark.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
See, we don't really understand your measurement system.
Right, yeah, we're dumb.
So, we have a different way of doing it. But I've got to tell you, I'm definitely seeing a pregnancy coming.
Uh-oh.
Now, you are, I don't want to call it in training, but you are preparing, aren't you, for upcoming in vitro?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, it's looking good, my dear.
It looks like the path is righteous.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is, and I would not be surprised to hear that you have reached your goal and you are able to push forward. Now,
my next appointment is on the 16th.
Oh, yay, pretty soon.
When is it?
The 16th of March.
Oh, that is really soon. 2 weeks from today.
Yep, look at that.
Holy guacamole.
Yes, I'm seeing ups and downs, and you're at that point where you have put in so much effort and really been giving it a go, that in the last time that you have ahead of you to wait for your procedure to be approved, let me tell you, it's very much similar. Jim was in the Navy for 12 years, and I'm sure, Jim, you would say the last day of a six-month cruise, it seems to take forever.
Well, just last week, even, but especially the last 48 hours. Yeah.
Myself,
you wish you could just go into a coma.
Sure, and I was in the Army, and I'll tell you, you can go out and do a 10 to 15 mile road march in full battle gear, and you're just chugging along. And then that last mile, it's like it's going to do you in. It's going to kill you. So be prepared for that, because we have to go with that word, patience. And none of us like that word. We don't like doing it. We don't like talking about it.
A little patience.
But I really feel that things are going to definitely improve. You need the springtime to come your way. You really do. And how are things on the marriage front?
Absolutely fine.
It's going well.
That's
good.
I mean, a lot of times if there's no news, it's good news, that type of thing.
Exactly. I am feeling as you go forward, And I'm not seeing it being immediate, Terry Sue, but I think you and your husband are going to be changing some of your social group, your, you know, those you are engaged in having a good time. And this naturally often happens, especially when your own life is in flux. Okay, so don't be surprised if you start mixing and mingling with new folks, new people, people that maybe are more on your wavelength. So,
I think we've already started doing that.
Well, how about that?
Cool.
It's a good move for you, definitely. And it's sad to say that we can outgrow our friends, especially if they've been long-term friends. But life is about growth.
Yeah, and sometimes people have different paths that they pursue. And then after a while, sometimes they don't line up with the path that you choose.
And
it is what it is.
Right.
You know?
And the pandemic was a very discerning type of world event for all of us. So anyway, honey, I want to give you a nice big positive smile for your face because, yes, that upcoming pregnancy is definitely here. And there they two are. You can see them right here, both looking at it, focused on it, looking good. And also with the friends, I think it'll be a nice upswing for you to have new friends, get to know new people.
Yeah.
And just keep your chin up, honey. You know, it's hard to do, but spring is coming, and happier sunny days are on
spring
the way to
has
you.
Sprung.
Yes. So I'm glad.
It can't come quick enough.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I know. It is close, though. It is close. We are in the month, right?
Yeah, March.
Holy
yeah,
moly.
Clocks go forward this month.
Oh, that's right, too. And for us, March came in like a lamb.
Meh.
So do you remember that? A lot of people are like, what? Yeah, I remember this back to far as being a little girl.
Yeah, that's probably pretty old school. I don't know they talk like that
March
anymore.
Was either windy and blustery, that's coming in like a lion.
Pee-pee-poo-poo, caca.
Yeah, and if it's nice and kind of quiet and just a little bit breezy, that's a lamb. So we
yep.
had a lamb.
Lamb chop. A lamb chop.
Terry Sue, you get some nice sleep tonight. Have a nice dream.
I will, Dave.
All right, honey. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Number,
yes,
number one caller.
Yep.
So we've had a pretty good spread, though. We've had some internet with Canada, UK, South Africa so far has stepped in.
Yes, and don't forget, you can also use Magic Jack, which has been around like forever. We have a friend who is here from Spain, living here, and he calls his family constantly on Magic Jack, and it's free. He paid like, I think he said $25. For it?
I don't remember the number. It was
yeah.
insignificant. Well, he uses it a lot, so it's insignificant. If he uses it maybe once a year, it might be silly.
And Terry Sue, who was just on with us, she had found a way, different UK, they were like websites. She said that she was able to make a call to us through, I believe it's BOIP, and she had paid for her usage with surveys. So,
that was
yeah.
Sue, actually, that we just talked to. She
yes.
didn't explain it. We should have asked her about it.
Yeah, well,
we're
we'll,
silly.
We'll
next
get
time.
The info next time.
Next time. She's the one that kind of gave the trellis for amongst us a little group here about that. Global Call app. Still here. She said it was Global Call app.
Oh, Global Call app.
Rich, I figured she was going that night, but she stuck
yeah,
around.
Yeah, so look into that, please. And I have to make a mention before we forget and really get rolling.
Roll.
If any of you are having trouble seeing my posts, believe me, I put them up daily. I advertise the show.
Her news, like stuff on her normal news feed, like she likes to post inspirational stuff like that.
She hasn't been seeing any of it, and I'm suspecting many of you have not. There's a reason. I'm on restriction with Facebook for having passed along a quote that was not by a given author. So they decided in their infinite wisdom to put me on a 90-day restriction, which isn't like full Facebook jail. It's more like a probation, I guess.
it's weird. What they did was, like, shame on you for posting a false quote, even though it was no harm. It was inspirational and good.
Yeah.
They put her on a restriction. They said, your post will now be way down on people's news feeds, way low on their list.
So that's where I am.
So you'd have to scroll, who knows how far down. We don't know. Facebook, not tell you.
I think that their practices are arbitrary and really, you know, inappropriate. Especially if it's so...
We could probably use a lot more adjectives than we'd probably be in Facebook jail.
Yeah, we don't want to get in jail.
You can't do anything nowadays.
Sure.
Good Lord.
You got in jail once for what?
For two things. Once, it was basically saying if somebody's breaking my house, I would do this. And another thing, there was totally nothing wrong. There was just like a couple keywords that they must have had a computer search. It was like, oh, these are bad keywords. Well, if you read the whole paragraph, it wasn't even... It was stupid, yeah. I didn't appeal it because I just... flip them off in my
mind. Well, you can't fight City Hall.
And it wasn't 90 days. It was like, what?
A week.
So it's like, you know what? Who does that really hurt? Does it hurt me or does it hurt you, Facebook? You start kicking people out, eventually they're going to go somewhere else, you bunch of dumasses.
Instagram.
Or anything. I mean, it's like you start screwing with people, they get sick of it. And
yeah.
You know what? You're not the only social media platform on earth.
No, they're not.
Just tap you on the shoulder there with Zucker face.
So we better leave that alone right now.
Yep. I want to kick him in the butt.
Zucker
face. No, we can't take it. We got a phone call.
All right, Jeanette, we know you're trying to call in. We have to put you on hold.
Yeah, we had a phone caller first, Jeanette, so go ahead, hit not now.
Not now.
Try us again in a little bit.
Yes, Jeanette
right
will tell you when to call in next.
And speaking of which, I'm going to mm-hmm. give that phone number out for the folks that are on Blog Talk just listening. That number is area code 515-602-9676. That's how you call in
mm-hmm.
the phones to get a hold of us and other folks that are Messenger folks. They can Messenger Deborah Lee, but not right now because we are turning. Right now, we got a couple phone calls, but we're going to turn to, I think we know who this is, but I like to pretend I'm surprised. Area code 423 from Tennessee, 423.
Welcome to the show, Luna.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
Hi, everyone.
I was going to pretend I was surprised.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And we're on a bit of an upswing here. We're happy.
Yeah, I mean... Nothing major bad has happened. We have a little bad things happen and we get all pissy, but then you read the news and people got real problems.
I think that's a really good attitude adjuster right there.
It is. You're like, holy crap. Yeah, I didn't have to have my kid birthed in a bomb shelter or anything like that.
No,
so,
right.
Yeah.
So
if I had a water leak, what do you do?
So Luna, what's happening in Tennessee for you?
Not much right now. My question is tonight's kind of be focused on Amber because her birthday is coming up next Monday.
Oh, sure. All right.
And I just wanted to see if she had any message for me or for my son. And the reason I ask for my son is because he took her picture for show and tell on Monday to his homeschooling co-op that he goes to. And he got really defensive when the kids wanted to see her picture. And he was like, no, this is my picture. Stay away from it. So I don't know if, you know, if she has a message for him or if he's just missing her really bad. I don't know. So I just wanted to see if she had any message for us.
Okay, hon. To those listening, Amber is still... I don't like how they suddenly put everything past tense.
Sometimes it's not meant to be bad because when you say past tense, they're in a different realm.
Amber has gone to the spirit world.
Yeah, so it could be physically in this world past mm-hmm. tense, but it's not past tense forever in spiritualism. Yes.
And there's a great connection between the two that continues even now. And... Have you been without Amber in flesh form, Luna, a year?
What was that?
How long has it been since she has
since
passed
you lost
away?
Amber, yeah.
About a year and a half.
A year and a half, 18 months. So sometimes that seems a long time for those of us that aren't feeling the pain, but others know that that's like yesterday sometimes.
Well, I have to tell you right off the bat, Amber has called in some angel protection for your son. No, I don't know if the intent of those kids was to do some harm to the picture of her, but there was some sort of hidden agenda there, and it was smart of him to keep that to himself, okay? And but she has called on some angel friends and said, come on, let's go and, you know, kind of put our arms around this little guy. Is he better now?
He's getting there. Yeah, he's getting there.
Well, that's good. And as for you, let me tell you, every day, this lovely lady is right there with you. And you have felt her presence from time to time, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Well, she has some words for you, and I'm trying to figure out how she wants me to put this. Okay, come on, Amber. Help me out here. Usually she's very, you know, her word, she knows exactly how she
wants. Very definitive.
Yeah, she knows how she wants me to put it out.
God, the cards are really weird.
Why?
It's like a lot of black on one side, a lot of red on the other side.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Not that that means anything. It's just looking at it, it's like, whoa.
She especially likes to hang with you when you're at work. Okay. If you notice, it's like she wants to definitely protect you as well, Luna, by in some respect, she is causing the others that maybe feel a little ill will toward you. They're actually experiencing situations where they are making mistakes. Nothing, you know, that could take a life, but they're dropping things. She just seems to want to, I see her like this, nudging people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not to the extent of sticking a leg out or, you know.
Well, I have seen some videos of that on TV.
Have you? Where on those?
A security video of this lady was getting ready to step on like this little stepping stool to do something, and the thing just moved. And she fell down.
Yeah, and so she
little
is.
Pranksters.
You are so important to her. Even after she has left this life, there is no one. I've always felt a sisterly, deeply kindred connection between you and Amber, and it seems to be actually getting stronger. So anyway, if you notice any, pay attention a little bit out of the corner of your eye. What's the matter?
Just keep talking.
Okay.
Nothing's the matter.
Okay, out of the corner of your eye, and if you notice people are. Like I said, I'm especially getting the impression of dropping things, making little errors. That's her. She's messing with them. And we know what that's like.
Yeah.
When Daryl,
mm-hmm.
my darling, departed husband, when he first passed away, he was a prankster. And boy, was he playing pranks on us.
He was going hard for a good 6 months.
Yes.
Or maybe a little less, but it was hardcore, though, at first. I mean, it was out of control almost.
What she wants me to say to you, Luna, is when you are happy, she's happy. And she's also stressing, don't be afraid to be happy. And that means also like making changes that you need to make around you. Get a new job or just making little changes. Even doing, when Monica was here, she talked about the feng shui that you can do in your home, you know, make your home a place of tranquility and serenity.
Serenity, tranquility.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's my messages for you from your dear friend, Amber. And oh, the
thank
love.
You.
You're so welcome.
It's funny that you mention out of the corner of my eye, every so often, like it'll be like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, like when the witching hour's happening, and I'll see like something out of the corner of my eye, like a shadow. And
yeah.
I'll turn around, no one's there, and it'll get really cold.
Well, it doesn't scare you, right?
No.
Well, then that's good.
No, I believe that's her, and she's this friend of yours, this dear, darling friend of yours, is very much concentrated on protection of your son and of you.
Yeah, and they say, a lot of the experts say that when they are trying to come back into our world to visit us, even though you can't see them. It takes a lot of energy, so That's why you feel the coldness of pulling the energy out.
Oh, I see. Let's watch those shows so we get a little
and
more.
And they've had some of these investigators, swear by all their equipment, brand new batteries. They've gone in and some things have happened and the batteries are dead. And it's like, these batteries last forever. And we always put new ones in and died right there because pulling out energy. So that's basically all the purpose of that cold. The cold is not to be scared. A lot of people think, oh, my God, it's scary. It's cold. It's just somebody needs energy.
they got to get it.
And the only thing available is the energy that's in the warmth of the atmosphere.
So I hope that helps. Your cards look really good. And I think you, like Mary Sue, are coming up on a real nice spring for yourself.
I hope so. I'm tired of all the cold and the rain down here. We had so much rain last week. I think we had flooding everywhere down here near our creek. So.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, I'm sure our time is coming
too. Yeah. Yep. And we got relatives that had a humongous, horrible drought up in Minnesota.
Yes.
And once comes spring, they're about to have the opposite because they've had ridiculous amounts of snow. Once that melts, stand by for flooding.
Sure, exactly.
So, all right, Luna.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, join us again, honey. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I would like to give a belated international shout-out to Donna Marie. I don't know if she's still here. She jumped in right in the middle.
Donna
Marie from London. Anyway, yes. So we're at over the hump a little bit, actually. So we want to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only as we go through the downhill run. And we want to give that number up, 515-602-9676. Messenger is Deborah Lee. We have a caller right now.
Jeanette had called.
She had called, but we have a caller, and we're going to go real quick.
All right, and then we'll turn to Jeanette.
Yep. So we're going to area code 425, which is out in the state of Washington, I believe. 425,
Washington.
Welcome to the Second Love Doctor Show.
Yep, and what's your name, please?
Barbara.
Barbara, yep.
Oh,
she was
Barbara.
She was in at the very start of the show.
Is this bridal shop, Barbara?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
She gave me a little question out there, but I couldn't really address
so
it.
So good to hear from you. I think of you so often.
Yes.
Well, I've had a long time reconnecting with it because my old Facebook page got hacked. I don't have connection with any of the old business or anything. I had to start over.
You have to start over. That sucks.
Yeah.
But maybe it will be a good thing. You never know.
Well, there usually is a good reason when something
sometimes when
negative
you have to start
happens.
Over, you find new things, new people, new contacts.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see.
So are you still in the business, Barbara?
Well, so somebody I knew was going to buy my business, but she backed out of her offer the last hour.
Oh, sure.
And she's now on my unfriend list.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to do bits here and there, but what I'm wondering is maybe how the business might go over here. I don't want to open a storefront, but I can do pop-ups and things.
Absolutely, and I think that's kind of where the direction of everything is going now.
I think she said Polsbo, right?
Where's that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's
across the water from where
it's
I
not
live
far from,
before.
It's not far from Seattle, right?
No. Ferry boat right away.
Yeah, I've stayed there a couple. When my job sent me out there to do some carrier stuff to the West Coast. I've been there a lot, but I've been particularly in that little town a couple times.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. I bet it's Starling.
It's a perfect size, I think.
Yeah.
It's not too giant, but it's also not too
yeah.
stupid small. And there's nothing to do. There's a lot of cool places there.
No, Barbara.
There's a lot of cool.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Am I what?
Are you going to also establish a website that people can see your work and contact you? And, I mean, how
so
are you actually?
I still have my same website. I need to talk with the people who do the changes on it because I think it's time for me to change some of the verbiage. And
well, it's always good. one of my sons owns his own web design business, and he has a few different offices across the country. And he said every few years, we really need to redesign our pages.
Yeah, you see all the other places do. It pisses us off. Like, plates are right, like...
Where?
Like me, I like ESPN a lot. Yeah, it pisses me off, and they redo it, but they all do it.
Well, they upgrade.
They all do it, and you get... But the problem is we users get comfortable.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, I hate that they did this, but then you get used to it.
And Veronica is a staunch believer in Instagram. Are you on there?
Yeah, but...
I don't understand it.
I know. The problem is social media is so important nowadays.
Oh, gosh, yes. And what I'm seeing for you is be prepared. When you really get all your ducks in a row, you're going to, it's like a rocket being launched. You are really going to hit an awesome spot for your work where you're going to, what I'm perceiving is having so much work that it's going to be overwhelming. Huh. So make sure you prepare for that. Yes. Oh, I remember giving you readings on your shop over the years. It's been years now.
Yeah.
And I know. And yeah. I remember there was a struggle, sometimes a real struggle. But I feel that you have overcome many of those roadblocks. And now you're just going to really have an avalanche of work coming at you. You were always someone that enjoyed being busy.
Yes. Yeah. It's very slow and quiet impulso. And I live on just under 2.5 acres. And I'm not a farmer or anything.
Yeah.
It's peaceful, but sometimes it's too quiet.
Yes, well, I was raised in the country, but I'm more of a city girl at heart now. I'd rather be out in the metropolis. One thing I was going to say to you is remember, during the pandemic, when we were on restriction and, quarantining and blah, 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 weddings were put on hold.
Yes, they were.
And that's the tidal wave that I think I am really seeing for you. And especially if you get out there have a good website, find somebody. If you can't do it yourself, like I said, Instagram just is beyond me. I've got Instagram for Dummies, but I guess I need a better book like Instagram for Real Idiots.
You also probably need to actually open the book up, maybe.
Open the book.
Open the book. That's step one. Hey, real quick, international shout-out. Anne from the land of Ireland.
Glad you're with us. So anyway,
I also
feel there could come a time you're going to hire help. I see another woman working with you. I don't think you were really meant... you weren't able to sell your business, right? Okay, but I think it's because you were meant to keep it. At least
keep it longer to maybe get into a better place.
Exactly. Yeah. I do feel you're going to be invited to, I don't know if they call them bridal expos or, your work
so
is
I've
having.
I've go. Got two bridal expos. The next is a bridal tour in Kitsap County, and I will be in Port Gamble. I don't know if he remembers that area, but it's a very cool area, kind of a haunted area.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
But very popular for weddings. So I will be playing there on May 1st. Maybe.
Yeah.
Cool. If it's popular, it must be very scenic, I guess.
Be prepared. That's all I can say is there's an onslaught coming to you. And like I said, I feel another woman is going to come in and be an employee for you.
Yeah, I think if business gets incredible, you can't do it all alone eventually.
And how are things in your personal life?
In your personality.
Everything good?
Well, I say I'm still married.
Yes.
Okay.
There's times that being single was easier. But
yeah, I know what she's saying.
What is she saying?
She's saying sometimes single is easier, but
it's
you can look at both sides, single and married, and you can find pros and cons for each, right?
You can't. And it's an up and down ride.
And it all depends on what your preference is. And if that's what your path is to be married, then so be it. You roll with it.
But he's, you know, the old saying, there's many fish in the sea and very few dolphins. He's your dolphin.
Yeah, but there's two dolphins. There's the mammal, and then there's the one you catch and eat.
Well, I don't think she's going to eat him.
Okay, so that's the mammal, the one that breathes air.
Yes, that's a very old Navy. And once you get a dolphin, you'll never go back to just a fish. Mm-mm. So, Barbara, great looking cards, really. Very good. Lots of travel highlighted for you.
Oh, good. I love travel.
Yeah, cool. Right up your alley then.
Absolutely. And I think you're going to come up with an innovation that nobody out there has actually contemplated. And the first, as an illustration, because I'm pretty sure that you're going to do better than this, it struck me, a wedding gown that is convertible without having to get a seamstress or, you know, there'd be a way to, remember, I mean, you're the expert, you're the designer, but it would be a way to convert a gown into a different.
Would it be like a lot of Velcro attachments that are invisible?
Could have been like a negligee. It was like a short dress, tail dress, with a lace jacket that went over it.
Ooh.
So you could have wedding dress with them all together, cocktail dress, or get rid of the cocktail dress and just wear the lace jacket.
No, I think that's incredible. I really do. So, let your own designer juice get flowing. And I think you're going to make your mark. I've always said you're going to become known like Vera Wang and Lauren Conrad and all these others out there that, you know, people know them as designers. They're going to go, oh, Barbara? Oh, yes. I have a wedding gown by Barbara. Well, sky's the limit, you know. Think big and watch what happens.
Yeah, you got to think. If you don't think big, then you're not going to go big.
Right.
I mean, you can think big and not get there, but, you know, like sports says, if you don't swing for a home run, you'll never get it. If you don't take a shot on goal in hockey, you're never going to score, you know, that type of.
Yep. So I'm so glad and delighted that you called. I thought of you so often.
Often.
And yes, and I hope you won't be a stranger. I'd love to hear from you more often.
Well, glad that I finally got the pop-up coming telling me that you're on.
Wow, great.
Yeah, she was here fairly early.
All right. Well, I'm glad we were able to talk.
Yep. And we thank you for your patience. We know you had
you
the
waited.
Hold. You know you had the hold. That was nice.
This show on Wednesday, Friday. These are our overflow shows from News for the Soul.
Yeah, Monday it's the same platform, but it's a different phone number because it's through News for the Soul.
And oh my goodness, the amount of calls.
They're a really busy one. Now, if Mondays you want to be early, for the most part, 99% chance you want to be early. But
get in, right.
Wednesdays to Fridays, you don't know.
You're going to find a message on one of the older phone numbers from me.
Oh,
but it's your voice answering. So I don't even know if it was your personal phone number.
All right. I'll look for it.
Okay. Well, we'll recognize your voice, so that's good.
Oh, and take care. And the two of you snuggle up together and enjoy each other. All right. Take care.
Absolutely. All right. All right. Bye, dear.
Bye, sweetheart. Love her. She's been with me like since from day
a long time,
which was like 7 years ago.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, I do remember. You know, I went out there a lot for work, and I remember in my younger days, I didn't need a new knee, and I used to go jogging through that town. It's kind of a scenic town. It had some hills. You know, it's not like flat land here where we live.
Potluck or what's it called?
Polesbo.
Oh, Polesbo.
Yeah.
Okay, is it very countryfied?
It's not countryfied. It's just, it's medium sized. Some people could, if you live in Seattle, you'd call it a small town. But if you lived in some other town, you might call it a medium sized town.
Now, if Jeanette's still with us.
Well, we have another caller.
All right.
All right. And we actually are going to go to that caller. We have area code 216. Hi, welcome to Psych and Love Doctor Show, area code 216.
And your first name is? Your first name?
Patricia.
Patricia. I believe we've spoken to you before, yes?
I don't remember. I think this might be my, if it is, it might have been a long time ago.
Okay. Lonely. All right.
Well, how did you find us tonight?
Good question.
I went on the Blog Talk Radio platform.
Okay, cool. All right, good. That's good to know. Then there's probably a pretty good chance that she's a new person because we haven't been on Blog Talk by ourselves ever.
True.
Just for a couple of weeks.
And we do have several Patricia's, so it could be.
You're right, right. I have a feeling she's a newbie. And welcome.
Well, yes. You only
Thank
are
you.
A newcomer.
Yeah, and we're glad. And you've been listening for a little while, so you probably have heard the previous reading. And do you have any questions or want to let us know about a situation in your life you'd like to know more about?
Yes. I would like to know, I'm a blogger, writer.
Okay.
I'm wondering, should I go ahead and start this spring, well, now, and buy my domain name and get a website up and all
okay.
that now?
Now or later? Right?
Yeah, right. Now is now the time is what basically what she's asking. That's a good question. That's good. That's a career professional type question. And it's a good question. And Deborah's doing your cards right now. I know you're listening on the radio, so you can't see anything. So she's doing your cards, which is why I'm talking. She kind of has to focus a little bit.
Well, we don't want dead air, you know.
Well, we don't want dead air. Yeah, she might think that we just connected. And you're like, oh, my God, I lost them. I hate the show. Hang up, you know. So, yeah. So I would just like to say, I think as far as snagging a website and whatnot, it never hurts to do it even when you're not ready because at least you have it. It's not a big fee.
Oh, it's not.
It's not a big fee. You get your website, even if you're not quite ready, at least get it. It kind of makes you feel like you've taken one step toward a goal, even if you aren't ready to actually run yet. Right, Deb,
what
do you got?
And what we did, and this is going back to way in the beginning, but we got our domain name from GoDaddy, I think it's called.
GoDaddy's a popular one. You can
GoDaddy.
Do it on your own and go right to the internet.
And
people,
there's just
yeah.
a minor, you have to point, remember those little, you have to point the arrows. It's, I forget I almost said it. It almost came in my head, but it's very simple.
Yeah, there's a few choices you have.
To
there.
Set up a,
yeah.
and best thing, pick a template that's already together.
Oh, that's what they offer.
Yeah,
right.
Instead of, no, well, the thing is they charge a little bit too much. You can go to WordPress.com and other places that will already, you might already know this.
Yeah, but anyway, so what do you see for timing?
I think it wouldn't, for one thing, it would be already having a goal in place. And it's very cheap to do this, basically. As long as if you hire out, it's going to be, you know, a couple thousand dollars to have somebody build it for you. But if you do it yourself, like I say, get an already established template template that's easy to work with.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Template.
And you just rearrange the words that are on there. Very simple. But I got to tell you, are you prepared for the kind of success that I see coming for you? And, of course, that's kind of a trick question because if you said no, then it makes you seem like you're not very motivated.
Well,
here's the thing I want to share with you. That jumped out at me right at the start. First of all, just so I know, what sort of blogger / writer are you? Are you an opinion writer? Do you share information or instruction? Fiction? What genre do you fall into?
What category would you define yourself if you had to?
Well, the blogs that I write on my social media. It's health, wellness, that umbrella. And then within that, mindset, meditation.
Okay.
So it's wellness.
Emotional wellness, spiritual. Mental well-being.
There you go.
Yep. Now I want to develop your more stronger research skills and trying to find these websites, you know, to obtain, you know, so I can start inserting statistics. And, of course, it's going to be a fee to use these, you know, sites
where
you're getting. But, you know, because you can only use the free version for only X amount of time.
You're going to be subscription-based. Is that what you're saying to me?
No. I'm starting out with the blogging. Then I want to start moving into I'm really trying to decide the area in copywriting, but
okay.
Also my other writing, literary writing, and I'm starting to write a memoir.
Oh.
And then
she's a writer.
You're a busy lady.
So basically, she is a writer.
Yeah.
Well, I see you really going places.
Which is cool.
Something I want to share with you is don't make it all vanilla or beige, all right? You need to have some real meat on the bones. Here's what I want
to
share
with you. Yeah,
you
don't want to be watching it. You don't want to be like an infomercial on TV put you to sleep at night.
Here is an awesome quote that all the years I was a columnist with our big city paper here. It's by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Well, don't misquote. You're on Facebook.
All right. He said, the cleverly expressed opposite of any generally accepted idea is worth a fortune to somebody. And I used to keep that actually pinned when we had those great big monitors.
It's like the devil's advocate can really get it a lot of attention.
It would if you say maybe you're going to evaluate different programs. Maybe you'll, sample products and give your opinion. Like when I go to buy something new, I want to check out a website where they're not just going to say, oh, this is a fabulous item. You want to buy this. No, I want to find out what's the pros and what are the cons.
Yep, and what people think that have already done that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So yes. I want you to know you're going to go quite a ways. I see you writing some books. And remember, publishing is so different now. You partner with the Amazon or Barnes & Noble or whatever the publishing system you're going to use. You partner with them. And there's all different applications with Kindle. And, you know, I really think once you really hit your stride, the stride might seem like baby steps a little bit in the beginning, but this lady's going to go, she's going to go for a sprint. Yeah.
Good.
We hope,
good.
Please, yes, and I would like you to contact us more because as a first reading, it's still broad strokes. Okay.
Real quick, we've only got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
We recommend that if you're on Blog Talk, I believe you can follow us. And
yeah.
Then we do on Wednesdays and Fridays, we are on. And then also, if you follow News for the Soul Radio, we have a Monday show at the same time as this one.
Yes. So don't be a stranger because we can go deeper and deeper and you can come and say, I have this idea. Will it fly?
Yeah. So basically, you can access us 3 days a week on Blog Talk Radio.
I hope this inspires you because I see you're really going to go places, my dear. Yes. Big name coming up. All right.
And we look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you.
Right.
Have a good evening.
Yes,
thanks.
You too. Let's try to work this one in quick. All right.
Yep.
I wonder who it is.
I could probably just.
Hey.
Hello.
My name is Trish.
Hi, Trish.
How you doing?
Good.
I was wondering if you could give me a little insight. I just started a new job, and I was curious about how I'm going to get along with all my new colleagues.
What a fantastic question. Really.
Thank you.
Very good one. And where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Rhode Island.
Oh,
awesome.
Rhode Island.
Awesome. Up in the Northeast.
Yep.
We've been bouncing all over tonight. We had the UK call us on Messenger, and we've been all over the place.
All right, so I'm going to put this to the cards now. Let me ask you, the new job, what is your gut instinct? Do they seem like good people? Is there, you know, stress?
Well, today was my first day, and it's a little early to tell. They seem like very nice people, but very chaotic, and
okay.
I don't know if it's because I'm remote.
Ah, okay. I'm laying out your cards, and this will likely be our last reading.
It will.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. What do you?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. No, I'm sorry. I'm gonna, we're a little bit low on time, but I'm going to bump it up a little bit, so we're not nasty. Just so we can just have to get through one more call. This call right here. That's it. Okay. Relax.
All right. Now, do you communicate with everyone there, or is it just a few?
So far, it's just a few.
Okay. I think it's awesome that you've asked this. A lot of people could really get the, you know, we are able to take the temperature of the climate that an office or a workplace is in. And oftentimes, those who seem the nicest can actually be very clever backstabbers.
Okay.
So what I'm seeing is there is a lot of good camaraderie there. And they are chaotic. They have no organization. In a sense, it seems like too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Yeah, it can be very – some places can have – more management than they need.
Than they need.
They call it fat. Too much fat.
Is what it is?
I call it that. Mm. The management ain't going to call it fat.
I personally think that you have an opportunity here to really shine. There's a guy in particular. Do you have both males and females that you work with?
Yeah, my boss is a male, and the people, and I have a woman who works for me.
Okay, well, I think this guy is a bag of hot air. He can promise a lot and delivers very little, so watch out for him, okay?
Okay.
And I don't think of him as a real company man. I think he sort of just goes with the flow, but could actually be looking elsewhere for a job. But if you count on him for things, I feel that he could make so many excuses that you come through your cards as very intuitive. You'll know he's lying. So, you know, Jim, you work with an awful lot of different personalities.
Oh, from A to Z at that place. The place I work is more people there than a lot of towns are, population-wise.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Over 30,000 people work where I work.
So it's a city of itself.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I really feel that you could excel there. Okay, you're the one that's like in the midst of chaos, but eventually could make some sense of it all. You've got to tread lightly, though, starting out.
Always.
You used to talk about the politics.
Always. You don't want to come in there and be like, I'm going to take over everything, because then every single person is going to dislike you forever.
Right, and it's not appropriate at the beginning.
It's not. Just be humble and ready to learn, and then even if you're like, this is stupid, I already know this, just be humble and ready to learn, and they'll love you.
And be Switzerland.
Yes, always be neutral.
Like if you're a lady person that when
sure.
she works for the caller might say something like, God, this guy is such a jackass. I wouldn't put a comment in there. Because then that could end up around the old water cooler being, guess who, what Solo said.
I always, when I'm a new job, I pretend I'm on some kind of probation, and I don't try to stir any pots.
Right.
And eventually, people will come to you that are like you. And,
I agree.
Yep.
Also, he's going to talk to you, not just about you. You're going to gain a lot of integrity and prestige. And I think that you'll get promoted if you stay there for a period of time. It is also possible in your cards, that you could get picked up by another organization that would offer you even better. But you do have a lot of skill. Your skill set is beautiful for this job. And eventually, once she knows the lay of the land, and,
yep.
and they...
Never rush that.
Because it's clicky. You're
yep.
entering a click.
Yep, you never rush it. Just let things develop.
Eventually, they would look to her for, how do you think we should solve this problem?
Eventually, you know, because
yeah.
when you get a new person coming there, you kind of don't trust them right away.
Exactly.
And that's not bad. That's just normal. So you got to watch out. Some of these new people come in there and they think, like, I am a CEO type. And then it's like, that guy's retarded, actually. You
right.
know, you know? And,
kind of like meeting your boyfriend's family for the first time.
Sure. You got to be on your yeah. best behavior.
Yes. But you're going to do great. I see really great things coming for you. And that's the beauty of this method for all that have been listening with us. You might think, wow, it's always unicorns, rainbows. Well, it isn't always that. I look at the cards and we'll try to find a workaround. Or we'll share with you some insights that will benefit the person who has built. Not just, you know, there's this, there's that, there's, yeah, this other thing. We want to actually zero in. And I have a question. Are you new with us?
Yes.
How did you find us? Did you find us on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes.
I recommend for the future, yep. as we do a couple shows a week, that you follow. I think there's an ability to follow us. I recommend you do that because we do a Wednesday and Friday under this Second Love Doctor show. And also on Mondays, we do a show with News for the Soul Radio. So you might want to follow them if you're interested in visiting us again.
Oh, and I hope you do.
So basically, you have the opportunity to talk to us 3 days a week. You have that bill. You could do that.
Yeah, you've got a lot of stuff going on here. And about that guy that you said is you work under him?
Yeah.
Okay. Watch him. He's showing signs of being a bit of a snake in the grass.
Lots of those out there.
That if... this is Patricia, right?
Yep.
Okay, Patricia, you could share with him an idea and say, you know, this could run so much smoother. I could see this guy going to upper management and saying, I have this fabulous new idea, and he'd steal your idea. So that Four of Diamonds is a card of betrayal and untruthfulness and sneaky. And,
sneaky
you know.
Snake. Remember mm-hmm. that old song, Sneaky Snake? Anyway.
Yes.
If you're on Facebook, you should follow the Psychic Love Doctor show.
Uh-huh.
Go on there, like the page, and you'll get notified when we go live.
That kind of thing.
And stuff like that, and you'll get more information.
Right.
And okay. if you're not, we understand a lot of people don't like Facebook because it does piss people off nowadays. This is us, yeah. but we got to stick with it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, and we're glad that you called us. We like our Skype callers, no matter where they call from.
Absolutely, and you have the rest of your week be a good one. I feel you're really going to settle down in this job, and you'll learn the personalities. You're sharp.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's not her first rodeo.
It's
so,
not.
No.
So, honey, thank you, and we look forward to talking to you again.
All right, I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Yes, you too.
Thank you, and we hope to hear from you again.
We want to thank everybody tonight that's been with us. This has been terrific. We're just still kind of learning our way where we are a roll, what do we call it, a flow over show for newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah, News for the Soul Radio on Mondays. It's a great, they have 24/7 content. Like we just, you have to follow us but they have 24/7 content. But on Mondays at the same time this show started, we will be there.
6 p.m. Eastern. 3 p.m. Pacific. If you go over to News for the Soul, you're going to find it's a mixed bag of everything.
Yeah, and you know, and we've had a lot of blog talk folks tonight that were mm-hmm. blog talk from us. And I think I think you have the ability to follow the show.
Yes, where you'll get notifications.
You get notifications and whatnot. And if you follow us and if you follow News for the Soul, you'll have the opportunity to call in 3 times a week.
Absolutely. Those of you who might think, I'd like to go deeper into what the insight for my reading was, I am available through my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. Prices, I kept my fees very low mainly because I don't want you to just, you know, borrow a bunch of money on one reading and then feel like you're flapping in the breeze.
Sure. And when you go to that website in the top right corner, you'll see when, as far as instant 800, you don't have to arrange anything. It's an instantly 800 number you can call into.
Yes.
It'll tell you if she's available or not. And those rates are incredible when you compare it. If you ever watch the California or whatever thing, I don't want to get too much and get in trouble, but the psychics there, if you look at that fine print,
yeah,
it's like, ooh, look how much per minute it goes to.
No,
good Lord Jesus.
I've always had the philosophy,
man,
just because you can charge $700 for a 20-minute reading doesn't mean you should.
No.
Right. Not if she's late.
Mm-hmm.
And just say we're really,
yep,
sorry.
Yep. Okay.
Also, remember, we have an app. A lot of people use it in their work, their love life, with their kids, you name it. I use it. My sons use it. It's called Psychic Love Doctor. It's free. It's in the Google Play Store. Now, the other thing is, if you have a iPhone, when the operating system for iPhone got upgraded, we haven't found anybody yet that can do the upgrade for the app. But
not that won't make us more at our house.
No, right. But here's a good workaround. On the psychiclovedoctor.com website, up on top menu, it says free reading. If you click that, that is the same thing as the app, and you can bookmark it on your phone or on your computer, your laptop.
Yeah, whatever yeah, platform you're using. Right.
And
tablet or whatever the hell you're using.
Right. Exactly.
There's so many platforms out there.
No,
right now.
I know.
It could be on your damn watch nowadays. We don't even, holy guacamole.
I hope you've all enjoyed this. We script nothing.
I'm sure they know that.
This show's about you and always will be. So in the words of my grandmother who taught me this, oh, just amazing method.
I just want to say this is like a two-step goodbye. The first step, we're going to say goodbye to the blog talk, folks.
Yeah.
And then we'll give a secondary Facebook goodbye. I know it sounds weird.
I can't
reach over there like, you know,
oh, yeah,
at the same time simultaneously.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
So my grandmother always said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. See you next time. We love having you.